跟大家平安。
Peace be with everyone。
今天跟大家一起来学习，跟神有更好的关系。
Today I'd like to learn with everyone how to have a better relationship with God。
我们生命确实很宝贵。
Our lives are very precious。
特别当我们生病很严重，或者到了一生最后一个阶段，我忽然觉得发现人生实在是很可贵。
Especially when we have a serious illness and we're at the last stage of our lives, then we realize that our lives are so precious.
那这么宝贵的一生要怎么活，这个是非常重要的。
So how can we then live this precious life? This question is very important.
有时候我们看很多人，或者我们还没有信仰之前，我们真的不晓得怎么活。
Before we believe or have this faith, we really do not know how to lead our lives.
有时候我们看到人的生活，真的好像是瞎子领瞎子。
And humans, when we see human lives, we see that it's like a blind leading the blind.
到最后都掉在坑子里面了。
And in the end, their destination is they all fall into the pit.
因为人是神造的。
Humankind is created by God.
所以神造人有他一套的原理。
And when God created humankind, he has his principles and rules.
所以圣经就是一本生活的手册。
Therefore, the Bible is a user guide for life.
所以人如果要知道怎么生活，应该是要回到圣经来看。
So if we'd like to know how we ought to lead our lives, then we have to come back and refer to the Bible.
那从圣经来看，我们发现，人一生最重要的就是跟神的关系。
And from the Bible, we see that in our entire lives, the most important relationship is the relationship between us and God.
我们就看创世纪前几章
So when we look at the first few chapters of Genesis,
这个生活可以分作两种。
Then our lives can be divided into two parts.
一个叫做在伊甸园里面。
Or two kinds. One kind is a life in the Garden of Eden.
叫做在伊甸园外面。
And the other kind is a life outside the Garden of Eden.
这是完全不同的。
So these two kinds of lives are entirely different.
那伊甸园里面就跟神关系很好。
So living in the Garden of Eden, then you would have a very good relationship with God.
那就是活在神的祝福里面。
And this is what it means to live in the blessings of God.
那活在伊甸园外面没有神的祝福。
So if we live outside the Garden of Eden, then we will not have the blessings of God.
没有盼望。
We will not have hope.
你会发现生活得很辛苦。
Then we will realize that our lives are very difficult.
那现在我们受洗。
But now, after we're baptized,
我们从魔鬼的权下归到爱子的国度。
So we depart from the clutch of the devil into the kingdom of the beloved Son.
但是我们的生活却要一直改变。
And after this, our lives have to continually change.
改变到我们的生活真的是活在伊甸园里面。
And we need to continue to transform our lives to the point that we ultimately live inside the Garden of Eden.
那我们就会蒙福。
And then we shall be blessed.
觉得很幸福。
And then we will feel very blessed and blissful.
但是如果我们受洗我们已经迁到爱子的国度。
But after we're baptized and we have entered into the kingdom of the beloved Son,
但是我们的生活还是在伊甸园外面。
But yet our lives continue to remain outside the Garden of Eden.
那虽然我们信主，还是活得很辛苦。
Then although we have believed in the Lord, our lives are still very tough and difficult.
所以怎么跟神有更好的关系，这是我们常常需要来思想。
So therefore, this question of how we can have a better relationship with God is something that we ought to constantly think about.
最近我们在读马拉基书。
Recently, we've been reading the book of Malachi.
这个马拉基书里面神跟人在对话。
So in this book of Malachi, it's a conversation between God and man.
那神跟人对话，我们就发现人的想法跟神的想法差很多。
And from the conversation between man and God, we notice that the thinking or the thoughts of man are so different from God's thoughts.
有时候我们信主几十年。
And sometimes we have believed in the Lord for tens of years.
我们以为啊，我常常来聚会，我跟神应该是很好。
And we assume that because we often come for church services, that our spirituality or our relationship with God is good.
啊，但是再深入一点到我们心里的想法、生活的方向、内容，我们发现跟神的想法差很多。
But if we think deeper, when we go into our thoughts, our goals in life, and the content within us, they're all very different from that of God.
哦，所以我们如果要跟神的关系好，就是要不断的改变自己。
Therefore, if we want to have a good relationship with God, we have to continually transform ourselves.
改变到我们的生活，跟着跟神的话，圣经所说的一样。
We have to transform our lives to the point where our lives is equivalent to the words that is written in the Bible.
好，那我们现在从马拉基书来看哦，这个神跟人对话到底哦，这个差在哪里？
So now let's come to the book of Malachi and see that between the conversation of man and God, where the difference lies.
好，我们来看马拉基书的第一章。
Please turn to the book of Malachi, chapter 1.
好，马拉基书的第一章。
Malachi chapter 1,
第一章的第二节,
verse 2, I have loved you, says the Lord, yet you say, in what way have you loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, says the Lord, yet Jacob I have loved.
这个地方神说, 我曾爱你。
So here God says, I have loved you.
这是神已经做的。
So this is an act that God had already done.
那以色列啊，这个神的选民啊，他有个问号，你在哪里爱我们？
But the Israelites, the chosen people of God, questioned God, saying, in what way have you loved us?
他不会感觉到神爱他。
So they did not feel the love of God.
那我们跟神的关系，圣经里面讲是心腹跟新郎的关系。
So the Bible describes that our relationship with God is that of a bride and a bride, of a bridegroom and a bride.
那受洗就是许配给基督嘛。
And after we're baptized, we are betrothed to Christ.
那主耶稣再来叫做婚宴的开始。
And when the Lord Jesus comes again, it is the beginning of the wedding feast.
那我们就想哦，如果你已经结婚了。
So let's think now, assume that you are already married.
丈夫对太太说：“我很爱你。”
And the husband tells the wife, "I love you."
太太说：“嘿，你在哪里爱我？”
Then the wife questioned, "Oh, in what aspect did you love me?"
这个婚姻哦，迟早会散掉。
Then I think this marriage will slowly but surely break up, fall apart.
所以约翰一书里面说，我们爱，因为神先爱我。
So the book of 1 John says that we love because he first loved us.
我们是一个心腹啊。
So we are like this bride.
那我们会爱神啊，为什么？因为神先爱我们。
And we can love God. Why? It's because God has first loved us.
那神这个爱有多强啊？
So then how strong is this love of God towards us?
圣经说爱如死一样的坚强。
The Bible says that this love is as strong as death.
那这个还是很抽象啊。
But this still is very abstract.
那神成为人就是主耶稣吧。
So then God comes into the form of a human being, which is Jesus.
那主耶稣还没有来，马太福音第一章就讲他一生只做一件事情。
So before Jesus came to the world, Matthew chapter 1 writes that the Lord Jesus in his entire life only did one thing.
他要把人从罪里面救出来。
Which is, he will save humankind out of sin.
所以他在十字架上最后说成了。
So when Jesus was on the cross, his final words was that it is finished.
成什么？
Finished what?
就是神给他托付，他已经把它做完。
It means he has finished the work that God had entrusted him.
那怎么做完？
So how did he finish it?
就是被钉在十字架上。
Which is, he was crucified on the cross.
流出他的宝血，成为赦罪的泉源。
He shed his precious blood as a fountain of cleansing.
所以圣经里面在讲啊，主耶稣到最后一个礼拜面向耶路撒冷。
A cleansing of sins. So the Bible writes that in the last week of Jesus' life, his face was facing toward Jerusalem.
他知道时候到了。
He knew that his time was up.
就是他要为救赎人被钉死，时候到了。
which is the time for him to redeem mankind has come.
他没有逃避啊。
He did not escape.
一步一步面向耶路撒冷。
Step by step, he faced towards Jerusalem.
这个不但是对神的顺服。
So this not only shows his submission to God.
这是因为他被神的爱充满。
This was also because he was filled with the love of God.
所以他能够爱人爱到底。
Therefore, he was able to love men and love them to the end.
那如果今天神说我很爱你。
So today, if God tells you that I love you,
我说主耶稣你在哪里爱我?
Then you question him saying, oh, Lord Jesus, in what way did you, have you loved me?
这个属灵婚姻大概持不久。
So then I think this spiritual marriage will not last long.
遇到患难, 平安的时候都不会感觉到神爱我, 遇到患难, 还会去爱神吗?
So in times of peace, you already cannot feel the love of God. And what more in times of tribulation can you feel it?
所以我们跟神的关系一个最重要的出发点, 你有没有感觉到神很爱我?
So when talking about our relationship with God, the first thing we have to ask ourselves is, can you feel the love of God?
所以当他讲说你在哪里爱我?
So when he questions, saying, how have you loved me?
第二章啊,第二节的下半句。
The second half of verse 2.
神说,以撒不是雅各的哥哥吗? 以撒跟雅各这是两兄弟。
So God answered saying that, was not Esau Jacob's brother?
但是神拣选雅各。Yet,
God had chosen Jacob, the younger brother of Esau.
这个就是神爱雅各。
So this shows that God loved Jacob.
所以我们今天想,
So today, let's think about this.
世界上哦,比我们有爱心的人实在是很多。
So in this world, there are indeed a lot of people who have more love than us.
行为比我们好的真的是很多。
And people who have a much better behavior than us.
为什么神没有拣选他们?
But yet, why did not God choose them?
为什么神拣选我?
Why did God choose me?
那不是我们比别人好。
And it's not because we're better than others.
也不是别人比我们差,
and it's not because others are worse off than us.
那为什么神拣选我?
Then why did God choose us?
只有一个答案, 就是神爱我。
And there is only one answer, and that is because God loves me.
所以从拣选来看, 就是神的爱一个很大的表现。
So God's choosing us is one great manifestation of his love towards us.
那有时候我们是理论上知道,我都知道神拣选了神爱我,这只是一个观念,一个知识而已。
But very often, in theory, we know that God loves me and that he has chosen me.
但是我是知道头脑,但是我心里没有感受。
But I only know this in theory in my mind, but within me, in my heart, I do not experience it.
没有感受,有时候我们还是不会有行动。
So if you don't experience it, then it will not translate into action.
那怎么让我们能够感受神的爱?
So then how can we allow ourselves to experience the love of God?
所以诗篇说, 你要尝尝主恩的滋味, 就知道他是美善。
Therefore, the book of Psalms says that we ought to taste the goodness of the love of God, then we know his goodness.
这个常常就是表示你要去体验。
So to taste this often means we have to make an attempt to experience God.
那主恩就是神对我们的爱一个具体的表现。
And God's grace is the concrete manifestation of God's love towards us.
所以我们人活得越久,对神的恩典体验越多,我们越感觉到神的爱。
So the longer we live and the more we experience the grace of God, then the more we feel that God loves us.
我还记得有一个教会在圣餐礼前,有一个妈妈合唱团献诗。
So I remember that in one church, before the Holy Communion, there was this mother's choir that came up to present hymns.
在献诗的时候感动很多人。
And when they present the hymns, it moved and touched a lot of people.
因为他们真的对神的爱有体验。
It's because they truly felt and experienced the love of God.
所以心被恩感而歌颂神。
And so they were able to sing the hymns from a heart that had been touched by the love of God.
有时候我们看年轻人在唱神的爱。
And sometimes when we look at the young people, when they sing about the love of God,
他是知道,头脑知道神很爱我。
So they know in their mind, they know that God loves them.
但是当他唱的时候, 他没有那个爱的感受。
But as they sing the hymn, they do not reflect this experience of love.
所以唱得很美, 但是听的人不会觉得很感动。
So although they may sing it beautifully, but the people who hear it may not be touched.
所以我们今天要知道神爱我们, 在生活中要体验。
So therefore today, for us to know whether God loves us, we need to experience this in our daily lives.
那我们跟神的关系就越来越亲密。
So only then will our relationship with God become closer and closer.
但是不论我们是年轻或者年老,
But regardless whether we're young or old,
神对我们的爱, 能够充满在我们里面。
God's love can fill within us.
人对人的爱, 如果没有讲出来, 别人不知道。
So the love between men and men, if you don't say it out, then no one would know.
所以东方的父母其实是很爱儿女。
So Asian parents, they actually really love their children.
所以对儿女就一般很多的责备其实是出于爱。
And they tend to openly rebuke their children, but actually they do this out of love.
但是下一代在这个 文化长大，他不会感受。
But the younger generation that grow up in this culture, they cannot feel it.
所以在这个社会里面，你爱要讲出来。
So in our society, in this Western society, when you have love, you have to say it out.
所以我们就发现很自然一直在用言语上在流露。
And then we slowly realize that we gradually learn to use our words to proclaim our love for our children.
那我们看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第五章的第五节。
Verse 5. Romans 5 verse 5. Now hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
这个地方讲, 盼望不至于羞耻。
Here it says that hope does not disappoint.
圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
那这一节的前面在讲什么?
So prior to this verse, what does it talk about?
我们看第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
请。
Verse 3. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance.
第四节。
Verse 4, and perseverance, character, and character, hope.
这个第三节就该讲患难。
So verse 3 talks about tribulation.
有时候我们常常听人讲, 现在谁生病谁有患难, 帮他祷告。
We often hear that so-and-so is ill and in tribulation, then we should pray for them.
他再想深一点, 那祷告要祷告什么?
And as we think deeper, that when we pray for them, what do we pray for?
真的祷告让神他马上好起来吗?
Do we really pray that God heal them right away?
有时候神允许患难临到一个人了, 神有他的隐藏目的。
Sometimes God allows tribulation and trials to happen to someone because he has a hidden purpose.
所以这个地方讲啊, 患难生忍耐, 忍耐生老练, 老练生盼望。
So here says that tribulation produces perseverance and perseverance character and character hope.
这个老练到底什么意思?
So then what does perseverance mean?
我们看英文, character, 就是个性。
What does character mean?
患难就是要改变我们的个性。
So tribulation is to change our character.
就是让一个人个性啊, 越来越好, 越来越像主耶稣。
Which is to change our character so that we become better and to be more and more like Jesus.
所以当一个人遇到患难,
therefore, when someone faces with tribulation,
有时候你不论帮他怎么祷告, 神要他走的路,他还是要走完。
Sometimes, regardless how hard you pray for them, but if it's God's will, then they still have to walk through this journey.
所以啊, 在患难中的人, 要帮他祷告, 求神的爱充满在他里面。
Therefore, when people are in tribulation, we should pray for them so that God's love can fill them.
如果他可以感觉到神的爱,
and if he can feel the love of God,
虽然患难很大, 他会满心感谢神。
that although the tribulation is great, they will be full of a thanksgiving to God.
这个是出于神的爱。
And this is out of the love of God.
因为看得见是暂时，看不见是永远。
Because what our eyes can see are temporary, but what we cannot see with our eyes are eternal.
要现在改变我们的灵性，使我们将来永永远远可以天国享受永远的荣耀。
So that in this difficult time, we can change, improve our spirituality so that in the future, when we go to heaven, we can enjoy this eternal glory.
所以当一个人在患难真的对神大爱充满有感受的时候，他不会埋怨。
So when a person is in tribulation and is filled with the love of God, filled with thanksgiving, then this person will not complain or murmur.
有时候反过来。欢欢喜喜。
And instead, they will be joyful.
好像保罗在腓立比书里面讲了。
Just as what Paul wrote in the book of Philippians.
所以一个人如果对神的爱都没有感受。
Therefore, if a person do not have any feeling of God's love towards him,
这个关系很容易断掉。
Then this relationship is very fragile. It's very easy to break.
我们现在看以赛亚书第一章。
Now let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 1.
以赛亚书的第一章。
Isaiah, chapter 1.
第一章的第二节跟第三节。
Isaiah, chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. Okay, verse 2. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth. For the Lord has spoken, I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. 3. The ox knows its owner, and the donkey its master's crib. But Israel does not know, my people do not consider.
好，这个第二节跟第三节就在讲这个神的选民对神冷漠无情。
So verses 2 and 3 describes how the chosen people of God were very cold and emotionless towards God.
现在看如果我们当父母的把孩子养大了，小孩子对我们冷漠无情，我们一定觉得很伤心。
So let's imagine as parents, after you bring up your children and they're adults, but they treat you very coldly without love, how would you feel?
所以在第三节。
So in verse 3,
牛认识主人，驴认识主人的草，以色列人不认识我。
So verse 3 says, the ox knows its owner and the donkey its master's crib, but Israel does not know.
所以第二节讲养育我将他们养育，将他们养大，他们竟然背逆我。
So verse 2 says that I nourished and brought them up, and yet they rebelled against me.
因此人跟神的关系能够更好，就是要不断的去认识、感受被神的爱充满。
For our relationship with God to improve, we have to constantly try to know God more and to experience Him more and be filled with His love.
那我们就会用这样的爱来去爱神。
And then we will be able to use this love and reciprocate God's love and love Him back.
那这样，我们的关系一直持守到我们离世，我们都不会离开这个神，因为他很爱我。
So if we maintain this relationship until we leave this world, then we will never depart from God because we know that He loves us very much.
如果我们爱神，跟主耶稣爱我们一样。
So if we love God as much as the Lord Jesus loves us,
那个爱好像死一样强。
And then this love will be as strong as death.
所以为什么有的人，你看圣经里面讲，保罗、彼得到最后都为主殉道。
So therefore, when we look at the Bible, why is it that people such as Paul and Peter, they were able to be martyred for the Lord?
他们并没有得到我们现在所谓的恩典。
So they did not receive what we call the blessings or grace that we all like.
在后半场的人生为着服侍神真的是完全投入到最后殉道。
And the latter half of their lives, they completely gave themselves to the ministry and to the point where they died for the ministry.
你挖到最后就是他们被神的爱充满。
So and when you dig deeper, what you realize is that it's because they were filled with the great love of God.
所以他们爱神爱到死。
And therefore, they were able to love God to the point of death.
这是我们第一个要跟神更好的关系。
So this is the first point, which is we ought to have a better relationship with God.
我们现在回来看马拉基书。
Now let's come back to the book of Malachi.
马拉基书的第一章。
Malachi chapter 1.
第一章第六节。
Verse 6. Malachi chapter 1 verse 6. A son honors his father and a servant his master. If then I am the father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my reverence? Says the Lord of hosts. To you, priests who despise my name, yet you say, In what way have we despised your name?
这个第六节我们就看神跟人的第二次对话。
So in verse 6, we see the second conversation between God and man.
神说。
And God says,
儿子尊敬父亲，仆人敬畏主人。
A son honors his father and a servant his master.
那我是父亲，尊敬的我在哪里？
If then I am the father, where is my honor?
我是主人，敬畏我的在哪里？
And if I am a master, where is my reverence?
这是一个问号啊。
So these are question marks.
表示神有问号啊，神觉得好像没有人在敬畏他，没有人在尊敬他。
So God is questioning because no one was honoring and revering him.
我们想想看，两代之间。
So now let's look at the two generations.
如果爸爸说，敬畏我的，尊敬我的在哪里？
So assuming the father says that where is those who honor me?
如果一个仆人说那。敬畏我的在哪里？
And 一
个主人这样讲。
And assuming a master says, where is the servant who reveres me?
很显然这个关系不好。
Then it's very obvious that these two relationships are not good.
但是，我们看他的回答。
Let's look at their answer.
你们却说我们在何事上藐视你的名。
Yet you say, in what way have we despised your name?
我们看到神问的跟他们回答是不一样。
So we see that their answer is different from God's question.
神的标准是比较高。
God's standard is higher.
敬畏我的在哪里？尊敬我的在哪里？
So where are those who honor me and where are those who revere me?
他们说我在哪里藐视你的名？
And they answer saying that in what way have we despised your name?
所以对这些以色列百姓，他的标准是我没有藐视神的名，这样就好了。
So to the Israelites, their standard is that as long as I do not despise your name, that's good enough.
我没有藐视我的爸爸，跟我有尊敬我的爸爸是不太一样的。
So if I do not despise my father, versus I do not respect my father, these are different.
没有藐视可能是60分的，59分。
So if you do not despise your father, maybe you are like 59 points or 60 points.
那你真的尊敬有敬畏大概是90分100分，这两个是有差别的。
But if you truly honor and respect your father, maybe you have a 90 points or 100 points. This is a great difference.
那有时候我们的信仰常常是说，我没有藐视神的名。
So very often, our faith just remains at the level where, oh, I did not despise God.
所以有时候我们常常听人问，什么是自死的罪啊，没有亵渎圣灵。
So very often we will, people will ask, oh, what is a mortal sin? What does not count as a blaspheming the Holy Spirit?
所以我很高兴，我到现在都没有亵渎圣灵的名。
Oh, and I'm so happy. Up till now, I've never blasphemed the Holy Spirit.
但是没有亵渎圣灵，这是最低的标准啊。
But not blaspheming the Holy Spirit is the lowest standard.
那我们有没有顺着圣灵去生活？这个才是最高的标准。
So the highest standard is that we should ask ourselves, have we lived according to the will of the Holy Spirit?
那如果我们的信仰只是追求这个最低的标准啊，我没有这样，我没有这样，我可以的。那这个跟神的关系怎么会好呢？
So if our faith only stays at pursuing the lowest standard, then how then can we improve our faith and have a better relationship with God?
因此我们跟神的关系说好要往上提升啊。
So in order to have a better relationship with God, we have to elevate our standards.
不只是没有藐亵渎圣灵。
So we should not only remain at the level where we do not blaspheme the Holy Spirit.
真的，我们的生活是顺着圣灵的带领。
But instead, we should focus on whether our lives follows the direction of the Holy Spirit.
没有亵渎圣灵，不一定要常常祷告。
So if we do not blaspheme the Holy Spirit, does not mean that we have to pray often.
只要讲话小心一点。
So as long as we are just careful with our words.
但是你如果要顺着圣灵去行，你一定要祷告的被圣灵充满。
But if you want to submit and follow the lives according to the Holy Spirit, then you have to pray often.
哦，这个两个是差别很大的。
So these two have great difference.
啊，所以我们可以看到神的期待啊，跟人的回应真的是差很多。
So therefore, we see that the expectations of God and the response of men are very different.
所以人跟神的关系如果要好哦，不能够满足于最好的，一定要朝神的期待一直努力。
So therefore, for our relationship with God to improve, we have to not rely on our own low standards, but always go forward towards the expectation of God.
那即使这些选民说我在哪里藐视你的名呢？表示我没有啊，我没有藐视你的名啊。
So even if the people question saying that, oh, how have we despised your name? And in fact, they have not despised.
但是如果你看他实际的表现，他是藐视神的名。
But if you actually dissect their actual lives, they did despise God's name.
连最低的标准也没有达到。
So even the lowest standard, they were not able to keep it.
那我们就看他实际的表现是什么。
So now let's look at their real lives or daily lives.
我们看第七节。
Let's read verse 7.
请。
Verse 7, you offer defiled food on my altar, but say, in what way have we defiled you? By saying, the table of the Lord is contemptible.
好，那第八节。
Verse 8, and when you offer the blind as a sacrifice, is it not evil? And when you offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer it then to your governor. Would he be pleased with you?Would he accept you favorably, says the Lord of hosts?
好，那现在他就用省长跟神来比较。
So now here, God is compared to the governor.
比方说加州，加州有一个州长。
For example, California has a state governor.
他等于这个整个州的一个头啊。
So he is the leader of this entire state.
那你如果要献给省长，你会拿这个瞎眼的、瘸腿的、有病的，在市场卖不掉的，我拿去献给这个省长，你会这样做吗
？So if you want to offer something to the governor, would you offer something that's blind, lame, and sick, and something that you cannot sell in the market, and then just okay, governor, this is for you?
你不会这样做吧
？You would not do this, right?
如果你真的尊敬他
，because if you truly respect the governor,
我现在要送给省长，我就从我牛羊里面找一个最好的。
So now, if I would like to offer to the governor, I'll pick from among my flock the best of sheep for the governor.
这个代表尊敬啊。
So this shows your respect.
但是以色列百姓虽然讲说我在哪里藐视你。
So although the Israelites claim that, oh, how have we despised your name?
但是他们有五大献祭嘛，七大节期，五大献祭。
But so this Israelites have these five great feasts.
那个不要的。
Five offerings and seven feasts.
不要的，市场卖不出去的，就拿去献祭啊。
So they would take this, the defective, flock and those that they cannot sell in the market and bring it to offer.
这个不是藐视吗
？So isn't this a despising God?
在他们的行为当中，神还比不上一个省长。
So in their behavior, a God is not even equivalent to a small to the governor.
所以他们跟什么关系怎么会好呢
？So then, if they so doing so, how then can they have a good relationship with God?
所以我们现在现金都是用支票啊。
So today, we use cash, use checks for payment.
比方说了，我们把这个推回到三十年前。
So for example, let's go back to 30 years ago.
有时候我们现金是现钞啊。
Sometimes when we offer cash, we offer a currency, a notes, dollar notes.
那你现在皮带钱袋拿出来。
Then you will take out your wallet.
我有十张一百块。
And I have 10 $100 notes.
五张就是脏脏的、臭臭的、黑黑的。
And $500 notes were dark and dirty.
五张是新的。
And five are brand new notes.
当然，你献任何一个五张到奉献箱也都一样，价值是一样。
So of course, regardless what kind of the state of the condition of the dollar notes are, it's fine, and they're all offering money.
心态不一样。
But your attitude is different.
这个 你要拿去菜市场，他都不要收的，还是可奉献给教会了。
So this dollar notes,、oh, even the marketplace do not want to take it, and yet, oh, then it's okay. I'll just offer it to the church.
不是那个钱的价值减少，是一个人的心态。
So it's not the value of the currency that is decreased, but it is your attitude, your heart.
所以我们今天在跟神的关系这个奉献是很重要的。
So today in our relationship with God, offering is very important.
那到底我们要奉献什么？
So then, what should we offer to God?
我们如果看十一节。
If we read at verse 11, verse 11, For from the rising of the sun, even to its going down, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. In every place, incense shall be offered to my name, and a pure offering.For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts.
这个地方讲，我的名在外邦中被尊为大。
Here says that my name shall be great among the Gentiles.
所以神的名极其荣耀。
So we see that God's name is indeed very glorious.
这里在讲将来这个神的救恩临到外邦人，我们就是外邦人。
So here predicts that in the future, this salvation will go to the Gentiles, and we are the Gentiles today.
那各处的人要奉我的名烧香献祭，洁净的供物。
And in every place, incense shall be offered to my name and a pure offering.
那这个烧香献祭其实祷告也是一种烧香献祭。
So offering incense is a form of prayer is a form of offering incense.
那什么样的这种祷告奉献祭是神悦纳？
So what kind of prayer or incense offering that is pleasing to God?
当然，义人的祷告大有功效。
Of course, the prayer of a righteous person is effective.
所以。我们要奉献 祭品之前，我们要先审查自己。
So before we offer our sacrifice, we have to examine ourselves.
再来，我们的感谢，我们的颂赞。
Next, our thanksgiving and our praises.
这个都是神所悦纳的灵祭，对神的一种尊重。
And all these are spiritual offerings that is pleasing to God, and this shows our respect and honor to God.
那我们再看，我要看十二节。
Now let's read verse 12. Verse 12, but you profane it in that you say, the table of the Lord is defiled, and its food is contemptible.
这里讲，你们却亵渎我的名。
Here says, but you profane it.
为什么
？Why?
他献祭是不洁的，所以等于亵渎神的名。
Because you say that the table of the Lord is defiled, so this is blaspheming God's name.
好，那我们今天呢？如果神要我们尊重他，要我们献祭，那到底我们要献什么
？So today, if God wants us to respect Him and God wants us to offer to Him, then what can we offer?
我们来看罗马书十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 12.
罗马书十二章的第一节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1.Verse 1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
这个第一节讲说将身体献上当作活祭，这是神所喜悦的。
So here in verse 1, it says that present your bodies a living sacrifice, acceptable to God.
那什么叫做将身体献上？
So what does it mean to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice?
如果我们看接下去下半节。
So if we continue reading the latter half of the verse.
你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
Which is your reasonable service.
所以前面讲将身体献上献祭，后面讲侍奉。
So the first part of the verse talks about offering ourselves as a living sacrifice. The latter half talks about service.
所以。我有时候我这听不止我们这里教会，其他教会也在讨论呢。
So not only in this church, but in other churches, they also discuss this.
是不是慕道者来了，全部用 Uber？ 那个教会钱很多。
So does it mean that when we have truth seekers, we will just use Uber and give them rides because we have a lot of we're strong financially？
因为 请他去载，他也不方便。请他去载，他说很忙。请他去载，他说太远，
so、because,
找不到人。
Because it's hard to get members to do the job,、哦、and、so we can't.、some say it's too far or they're busy.、
哦、所以全部用 Uber 是最方便。
So then we would use Uber to pick up our truth seekers. This is、哦、the most convenient.
那如果经济再好、哦、教会也不需要弟兄姊妹清了，就请人来打扫就好了。
And if the church is even stronger financially,、oh. then the church does not even have the members to clean the church, we can hire、janitors to do、oh. that.
钱多，这是因为信徒爱主的奉献。
So the church is strong financially because the members love the Lord and they offer these.、
但是如果我们圣工一切用钱来解决，这个不是神的旨意啊。
But if、our sacred work, church work is only done by using money, then this is not the way to do things.
因为将身体献上当作活祭，这是神喜悦的。
Because here tells us that to offer our bodies, to present our bodies as a living sacrifice is something that is pleasing to God.
那你这样侍奉是理所当然的。
And if you do it, this is a reasonable service.
我们人已经做到，我们真的没有办法了。
So we need to do our very best.
哦、那教会经济做得到，我们请别人来帮忙，这个是可以了解的。
So if we do our best and we still need help, then it's okay that we use the financial, the church finances to hire someone.
但是大家都没有在侍奉，一切都用钱，这个不是圣经的精神啊。
But if no one serves and everything you just use money to complete the service, then this is not service.
哦、所以我们怎么尊重神？
So then how can we honor God?
哦，把我们自己当作活祭献给神。
We should regard ourselves as a living sacrifice and offer ourselves to God.
神所要的不是钱，神怎么会缺钱？
So what God needs is not money. How could God be out of money?
神所要是我们的心啊。
So what God wants is our hearts.
那怎么证明我们的心？
So then how can we prove our hearts?
我整个人，我的精力、时间、体力，我愿意把它投入教会里面的侍奉。
So I offer myself all my mind, my focus, and to be and to put my whole person into the ministry in the church.
那这样是神所喜悦的。
And my time. So this is something that is pleasing to God.
所以即使我们献钱哦，我们这个人本身也要侍奉。不，钱去了，我解决了。
So even if we are able to offer money to the Lord, we still have to serve and not only offer the money.
教会不是一个俱乐部啊，你钱献上去，接下去我就来享受，好像那个消费者主义一样。
So the church is not just like a secular club where you offer money and then you can just enjoy the benefits of the club.
你到 Starbucks 去，你付了比较高的钱。
So if you go to Starbucks and you pay a higher amount of money,
所以就期待那个气氛很好，这个咖啡吧的很好，服务很好。
So you expect the environment, the service, and the coffee to be better.
那我奉献给教会，所以我就期待我到教会里面哦，这个要好，那个要好，教堂要舒服啊，煮的饭要好，那不是这样的。
So when you offer to church, you cannot say that, okay, I want the pews to be more comfortable, the food to be better. No, this is not the way.
奉献钱，这代表我们的心，因为钱在哪里，心就在哪里。
So when we offer our money, it shows our love, our heart, because where your heart, where your money is, there your heart is.
但更重要的，我本身要投入去侍奉。
But more importantly, I myself have to put myself into the ministry.
那这样神喜悦，我们跟神的关系就越来越好。
And if you do this, then this is pleasing to God, then our relationship with God will improve.
啊，唱诗。
Now let's sing hymn.